I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC local news for Monday, July 4th. Go to the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories. Steve Hughes reports for the Times Union. A new proposal by the Albany Common Council calls for revenues from recreational cannabis sales in the city to be used as reparations for communities of color harmed by the war on drugs. Data shows that black and brown residents of Albany have long been disproportionately impacted by the enforcement of laws against the sale and use of cannabis. Sixth Ward Councilmember Gabriella Romero and 10th Ward Councilmember Owisa Anani want to create a 9-member commission to formulate a series of recommendations for the city and the council to consider as the retail sale of cannabis is expected to start in the near future. The recommendations would advise who would receive compensation, how much they would receive, and what form the compensation would take. But those recommendations would not be legally binding. The ordinance is modeled on a similar proposal at the state level that has already passed the assembly. Quote, I'm hoping to go one step further, unquote, Romero said. Quote, why not have Albany at the forefront, unquote. The commission would also be assigned to study federal, state, and local policies that criminalized and disproportionately impacted residents of in communities of color who were involved in the sale of cannabis. Anani said he viewed the future revenues as a way for the city to change the economics of its poorest neighborhoods. Quote, I think for this city to move forward, we have a duty to lift people out of poverty, unquote, he said. The commission would submit a report within 6 months of its creation. The members would not be compensated for their work. The city is in the process of establishing a separate commission of city residents charged with creating cannabis regulations in the city, including rules for dispensaries and on-site consumption. The deadline to apply for the committee was June 15th. The city has not yet announced who is on the commission. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Patricia Doxey reports for the Daily Freeman that a review of records provided by the Ulster County District Attorney's Office to the Daily Freeman found that there were more cases dismissed as a result of speedy trial violations than the 5 cases previously reported by that office. Records obtained through a Freedom of Information request showed that since February 1, 2020, 27 felony charges against 10 people have been dismissed due to failure of the DA's office to prosecute within the time frames required by law. That total includes 5 cases dismissed on June 15th by Ulster County Judge Brian Rounds. District Attorney David Clegg said in 3 instances, charges that were dismissed were the result of circumstances beyond his office's control. One case involved the possession and sale of narcotics, and it predated his tenure as DA. In a case involving an armed robbery, he said the speedy trial clock ran out when a key witness repeatedly refused to testify during a grand jury proceeding. In the 3rd case, Clegg said, one of several charges was dismissed because of what he called, quote, complications, unquote, with plea negotiations. But he said other charges against that person remain. The 2 newly discovered cases were dismissed for speedy trial violations. Clegg said the newly identified cases, as well as the first 5 reported, happened because of the conduct of 1 assistant district attorney. Clegg did not identify the ADA, citing confidentiality concerns, but he confirmed that the person is still working in the office. Quote, it's being addressed, unquote, he said. Quote, I have reinforced and reemphasized and read the Riot Act to everyone in this office that this cannot happen again, unquote. He said attorneys are conducting a thorough audit of the cases in every unit to ensure no additional cases are dismissed due to failures in the office. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And Bill Williams reports for Columbia Green Media that 3 teenagers from Red Hook are being celebrated after they saved the life of a drowning boy in Massachusetts last week. At about 2:30 p.m. on July 28th, Will Agonos, Kyle Richardson, and Colby Denasuti were fishing off a bridge on the Centerville Road near Craigville Beach on Cape Cod when a 15-year-old boy jumped from the bridge into the river and went under the water. Quote, we saw him bobbing up and down and struggling to stay afloat. I couldn't see him, unquote, Agonos said. Agonos and Richardson jumped in the water to rescue the boy and were able to pull him to shore with Denasuti's help. Others in the area called 911, and emergency responders arrived shortly after the unconscious boy was pulled from the water. The 15-year-old was rushed to Cape Cod Hospital with serious injuries, fire officials said. Anagus, who is an Eagle Scout, said he considered himself a good swimmer. Quote, he's had some training in swimming, and he knows what to do when there's an emergency, unquote, his mother, Gidget Anagus, said. When news of the trio's heroic response reached Red Hook, local organizations, including the Red Hook Police, Tivoli Fire Department, and Red Hook School District all announced the news on social media. The report included no word on the extent of the jumper's injuries or his current condition. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com, and read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org.